WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has returned to his home country of Australia hours after pleading guilty to publishing U.S. secrets in a deal with the U.S. Justice Department. Evan Gershkovich, the journalist imprisoned in Russia, has just begun his trial. Moscow accuses him of espionage, a charge the U.S. and the Wall Street Journal, his employer, strongly deny. The Supreme Court is expected to deliver some of its remaining cases today. ABC's Terry Moran is there.
12 cases left for the justices decide, including some of the biggest cases of the year. There's that major abortion case out of Idaho, which pits that state's ban on abortions unless necessary to prevent death against a federal law that says that any patient who comes into an emergency room must get emergency care, even in those rare and tragic instances when that care might mean the termination of a pregnancy.
Also to be decided whether presidents, including Donald Trump, should have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A large fight between multiple children and parents happened Monday afternoon on Madison's south side, and it ended in police arresting a man. The Madison Police Department was told just before 6 p.m. that 10 to 20 children and their parents were fighting on the 2900 block of Traceway Drive. Officers said that people on both sides were throwing rocks at each other and threatening to fight one another. The Madison Police Department noted a gun was also mentioned. Police spoke with several people at the scene and reported no gun was found. Officers took a 32-year-old man into custody for alleged disorderly conduct. The National Weather Service confirmed on Monday night that two more tornadoes touched down in Wisconsin on June 22nd, one in Argyle, where the tornado struck at 135 miles per hour. The main damage was to the Apple Grove Lutheran Church. Another tornado hit Belmont with estimated peak winds of 80 miles per hour. This marks eight tornadoes confirmed by the National Weather Service that touched down this past weekend. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more rain and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. We hope you are having a great start to your Wednesday. We've made it halfway through another work week, and now we just get to bide our time until the weekend. If you haven't already started the countdown to the weekend, it's totally cool to start it right this very minute. And add a sprinkle donut in there, too. That helps everything. I'm Maddie Jones. It's Pete Townsend now on Max FM.
Thank you. 80s, 90s, and more.
That's the power of love. 99.7
Max FM.
Slashed and torn.
David Bowie and Queen, there is Under Pressure. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Wednesday?
It's maybe a little too early to tell, kind of a late night last night, so maybe a little extra coffee this morning, but otherwise doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I mean, it's Wednesday, halfway through another work week, and I am certainly glad that you brought up the fact that you are drinking a big mug of coffee this morning, which I'm sure is probably pretty normal at your house.
Yeah.
But just when you thought you were desensitized to some really absurd TikTok food trends, Finn, I want you to think about this and maybe give this a try tomorrow morning when you get the coffee ready.
Okay.
Because there's a trend on TikTok right now where people actually putting spring onions or those green onions into their coffee. What? Supposedly, this started back in China. The most common preparation is in a latte. So you literally just put cut up spring onions into a glass, muddle them a little bit, add some ice, some milk, and then a couple shots of your espresso, and then you garnish it with even more spring onions. Now, almost everyone says that this is an acquired taste. Really, you think? I mean, do you think that this is an acquired taste? Yeah. Whether they're repulsed or not, but some people say that they don't even get it because the onion doesn't absorb into the latte. So at some point, you just end up with a mouthful of green onion. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, that's not really the way you want to start the morning, nor is that the way your coworkers want you to come in when you say hello either after a big old mouthful of green onion. But give that a try tomorrow morning, Finn.
Oh, wow. You know, I didn't think there was anything worse than hazelnut creamer, but wow, yeah, that sounds like it'd do.
We just upped the ante on that hazelnut creamer. I mean, at this point, you might as well take some cream cheese, some of that garlic and chive cream cheese, and just stick it into your coffee and let it melt. I mean, if we're going to go this route, this is not helping me this morning, Maddie.
This is not helping.
Oh, man. Think of the breath that you'd have first thing in the morning as well.
Coffee breath is bad enough as it is, but wow, some onions.
Ugh. We all know that I'm kind of have an aversion to the taste of coffee, so I can't even imagine what it's like adding some green onions to it. Oh, but they're on TikTok. Oh, it's an acquired taste. Really? Really? Thank you for that astute observation that it's an acquired taste first thing in the morning.
There are some things that you can mix stuff with, but coffee is generally not one of them.
No.
I mean, unless you're putting a little shot of brandy in it or something like that.
That works.
Yeah. Wow.
A little vanilla ice cream in your coffee works wonders as a creamer. That's delicious. If you have nothing else, makes it kind of foamy and frothy, adds a little sweetness to it. I mean, these are things that you can pair well with coffee. Spring onions, probably not. I'm going to save those for some sort of casserole dish, I think. But thank you, TikTok, for another wonderful suggestion on this Wednesday morning.
Oh, TikTok.
Where would we be in the world right now without TikTok to tell us how to live our lives?
Probably in a better place.
This is true. I mean, some days I feel like I wouldn't even be able to get out of bed without TikTok giving me some sort of info on how to do it correctly, like how to properly get myself out of bed, because you know that there are videos all over the place on how to do that so you don't wrench your back or hurt a knee or something like that. But thank you, TikTok, for telling us how to live our best lives in the most disgusting, awful, dangerous ways. Humanly possible.
Yeah.
Oh, so everybody try that, by the way. I want some feedback from somebody who tries spring onions in their coffee.
Between this and the earlier TikTok thing we had in the week, which was the taking a flight and not having any entertainment at all, just
raw dogging it. Yes. Like, you know, I was thinking about that a little bit more after we talked about it. Literally, most men are getting on a flight thanks to this TikTok challenge. It doesn't matter how long the flight is, doing absolutely nothing but staring at the back of the seat in front of them.
Like, pulling the putty is what it is from
right?
Seinfeld.
Exactly. Yeah. But what kind of, like, masculine ego do you have to get on a plane and be like, this is what I'm going to do on this flight? Like, seriously. Be bored with the rest of us. Pull out a movie. Pull out a book. Heck, I flew from Vegas to Madison watching an old dude, probably 85 years old, watching Despicable Me and Despicable Me 2.
Oh, that's cool.
That was not a proud dude. I don't know if the grandkids got a hold of the phone or whatever before he left, but that was not a proud dude who was going to raw dog it by just staring at the back of the seat while enjoying his coffee with his spring onions in it. This is not a dude who is doing any of this, by the way.
This is only going to make it worse for those guys that wear shirts, t-shirts and shorts in 25 degree below zero weather. Yeah.
Put on some real clothes. It's Wisconsin. Yeah. It's cold. It's okay to admit that it's cold here in the great state of Wisconsin. Yeah. My goodness. So I was going through some headlines here this morning, and you know, there's always some interesting news that's out there. And this one, Finn, it got me. I don't know how to feel about this one, because, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs have become become America's favorite team, slowly but surely. I mean, I guess, maybe. Or they've introduced football to a whole genre of people who never even knew the sport existed, thanks to the emergence of the Travis Kelce-Taylor Swift relationship.
Uh-huh.
But now, Finn, now the Kansas City Chiefs have a Hallmark Christmas movie in the works. It's called Holiday Touchdown, A Chiefs Love Story. And just for the record, this is not about Taylor and Travis. Thank goodness. It's not like some weird biopic. Well, filming is actually going to start next month in Kansas. I mean, come on. She's taken over the world on every other epic plane. Like, just taking over Hallmark would be the next step in her career, right?
I'm surprised, actually, that this isn't Taylor
about Taylor
oriented.
And Travis?
Yeah.
Well, filming's going to start next month in Kansas City. It's also the hometown of Hallmark. In fact, they have like a huge Hallmark center there, and I don't know what it's like now because it's been a few years. I mean, lots of years since I've been, but it was really cool. The boys and I had a chance to kind of explore it when Corey was down in Kansas City when they were very, very young for a bunch of meetings, and they had like this really cool Crayola center, and you could go in and make your own gift cards, and there were some really cool shops and all of that kind of stuff. So it was really a lot of fun. But of course, this is going to be filmed at Arrowhead Stadium, which will be the first time an NFL venue is in a Hallmark movie. The movie will follow a female Chiefs fan whose family are finalists to win the team's Fan of the Year contest. She starts to fall for the guy in charge of evaluating the contest, but when her grandpa's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, well, she starts to doubt everything she believed about fate unless, quote, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary. Oh, the promos just write themselves at this point. It's going to premiere later this year during the channel's annual Countdown to Christmas programming. They haven't even... Okay, this just tells you how these Hallmark movies are done, right? They haven't even started filming it yet. It is almost July. This is going to premiere in November.
Well, they crank these things out. I mean, obviously, they're making Hallmark movies every day. But
right? Yeah. I mean, just think about that, though. How long does it take actual good movies to be produced and made and edited and recut and all of this? Yeah. Hallmark's like, no. Here, hold your spring onion coffee, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to record in July, and by November, we're going to have a full movie ready to roll out there on the streaming platform. That's insanity.
Plenty of people that just eat those things up, though.
I know. No, but let's be honest. Is Arrowhead the most romantic venue that you could think of in the football, all of football venues? Come on. Has anybody ever been to Green Bay with a light snow falling over Lambeau Field?
Yeah.
I mean, come on now, people. Come on. We know that here in the great state of Wisconsin, this would be a whole better movie if it was based on a Packers fan and there were cheeseheads involved and Grandpa lost his vintage cheesehead. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that Curly Lambeau saw long ago.
This would be such
a better movie.
Sounds like Hallmark needs to up their game. Mm-hmm.
We better not talk too much, though. We're going to give them a whole idea, and then every year they're going to, for the next 32 years, they're going to roll out a new film about a new football fan and a new venue and a new stadium.
Yeah, you need to put a copyright on that plot that you just unraveled there.
Right?
Get it done. Yeah.
We know where it's at here in Wisconsin. We know what we got special with Lambeau Field. Speaking of which, tickets for family night go on sale today at 10 a.m. on Ticketmaster. Any seat in the stadium, $10, so you can watch that practice between the Green Bay Packers offense and the defense. It's usually a really good scrimmage, but it's super, super fun for the kids, especially, you know, like I always like to say, if, you know, you're not so sure about taking them to a game, but you want to let them experience Lambeau because, well, tickets are expensive, and you know you're probably not going to see a lot of the game, nor are they going to get much out of it, because let's be real, it's way more exciting watching on TV than when you're there in person. I love Lambeau, love the Packers, but with all the TV timeouts, the commercials and getting a snack from my refrigerator go way faster. way faster. So, you know, this is a great opportunity to get the whole family into Lambeau Field and just have a really fun night. And, you know, if you get close enough to the front, maybe you'll even get a Lambeau leap seat from one of the players or something like that. They tend to do that. They have a lot of fun on family night as well. And what I love about that is they're just as much in awe, some of the young players, especially the rookies who have never gotten a chance to play or enter the field at Lambeau in a game time situation. Family night is their first real taste of that. And if you talk to any of the rookies or listen to them over the years, they are just amazed at the amount of people who show up for a scrimmage to cheer them on while they're practicing their own team. And it's always hilarious listening to them. So $10 today, those go on sale. Now, in other entertainment news here this morning, Finn, you know, we know that J-Lo has been having a hard time of it. The tour got canceled. Her and Ben Affleck, it doesn't sound good. It just doesn't sound good at all with that particular marriage. Not that any of us should be surprised. Now, I don't like to judge other people's marriages, but come on now. I mean, this felt like a little convenient. Yeah.
More surprising that they actually got back together.
Right?
Again.
Right. I know, because it didn't end well the first time. I mean, when Gigli came out, we all should have seen the writing on the wall in that relationship.
Oh, Maddie. That was a cardinal sin that you just did there, right? That you
that
mentioned
so
that
horrible.
Movie that I thought we all agreed on. We weren't going to mention
it was so
anymore.
Bad. It was so bad. It was one of the worst.
Did you ever see Mariah Carey's Glitter?
Oh.
Right?
Glitter should have won an Oscar compared to Gigli. I mean, let's be honest. It was awful. It was an awful movie. No surprise then that if the tour got canceled and, you know, things haven't been going so great for J-Lo, her latest album, This Is Me Now, is having a whole lot of trouble selling. In fact, one person spotted the vinyl record at Target on clearance already for $7.79. The pictures have gone viral on social media. It'd been marked down not once, but already three times, originally being sold for $25.99. Now, people obviously went to social media to start commenting on this, mostly on X, Twitter, whatever we're calling it these days. One person says $8 for a lip sync record is a little much. Another says, quote, I've never seen a star fade this quickly before, which is what I was kind of thinking. I mean, wasn't like 3 years ago J-Lo the it girl of music and Hollywood? Everybody wanted to be in her orbit. Is this a Ben Affleck thing? Is this a J-Lo abandon things? Is this she's not easy to get along with thing? Like, what happened to J-Lo? It is absolutely crazy how
there
fast
are so
this has
many of
happened.
Those divas, songstress, well, however you want to put it, that have fallen by the side of the road,
right?
Since Taylor Swift has just exploded, there have been so many of them. I mean, sometimes it feels kind of like Beyonce is even struggling to keep up, but she does. But yeah, I think I don't know. J-Lo might have had her time in the sun, and it may be
It's absolutely surprising, you know, and not that there's any shame in that, because she's had an amazing, illustrious career.
Yeah.
I kind of hope, though, if this is it, she doesn't keep trying to make herself relevant and just kind of lives her life. Right? Like, that's the worst, when these stars become a little irrelevant to the rest of the world.
And then they get really needy, and then they start doing embarrassing things.
Yes. Mm. And, you know, speaking of Mariah Carey, how many times did we see her get trotted out on stage, not able to hit the high note anymore? And it was just ugly. Like, don't go that route. Go out gracefully. You know, maybe if you want to still, be in the industry, how many of these celebrities have we seen start their own line of clothing or cooking ware? And I know it sounds stupid and petty, but at the same time, I mean, this is J-Lo. There's still a market for people who'd be like, ooh, that's got J-Lo's name all over it. Sure. I would totally get that. So hopefully she goes that route and then doesn't try to reinvent herself, because we see that as well. Like, they try to reinvent themselves and then come back for this one, and it just goes not great most of the time.
That movie that she, the last movie that she did, I don't think that
I can't even remember what it was called.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what it was called. And she's had, you know, and then a few years ago, she had that show on ABC. I can't even remember what it was called, because she played a police I don't know, was she a rookie? She was part of the police force. I don't even know the premise behind it. But what did that last, like, two seasons? That kind of felt like the beginning of maybe a slow downward fall. But then all of a sudden, it's like this avalanche just hit, and nobody wants to be involved with Jennifer Lopez anymore, which is insane.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I mean, who doesn't want to look like her? If you're a woman, let's be honest. I mean, you look at Jennifer Lopez at what, 50, 52 years
Something
old
like
now?
That, yeah.
And you look at her and you're like, still looks fantastic. I haven't looked that good since I ever. I can't even say since when. Ever have I I've never looked that good. So, I mean, there's still people out there who would be into Jennifer Lopez, I think, products or something like that. So, hopefully she goes that route instead of trying to resurrect acting and singing, because it doesn't look pretty right now from where we're sitting and watching this whole thing. And maybe she just needs to clear her head. I mean, maybe getting rid of Ben Affleck and ending the marriage would be the best thing for her and for her career. Who really knows? I guess we'll see, because again, that one looks like the writing's kind of on the wall for Ben and Jen. And she's gallivanting all over Europe right now, and he's home with the kids. Yelling at paparazzi. Did you see that the other day?
I did see that, yeah. And the man never looks happy. He always just looks completely miserable. I mean,
he addressed that this past week on a podcast. Did you hear about that? He addressed that and actually got into that for details. He doesn't like the cameras in his face. He doesn't love them. And he talked about how when he's with Jennifer, it makes things really hard for that side of him, because he hates that type of publicity. And I can imagine that would throw a crimp in a marriage if the cameras are constantly on you because of the notoriety that you have. But
right, and he's not
the
only one. There are other celebrities that suffer that same fate. I mean, Tom Hanks frequently looks, you know, kind of when he's out in public with his wife, and they're, you know, and the paparazzi, we all know they're intrusive. They're
ridiculous.
They're ridiculous. I mean, everybody suffers a bad day or is going through various things at any time.
They're
there and they're taking pictures, and it's unfair, really. But a target markdown, like what, three times you said? That cannot bode well for J-Lo's ego.
That can't. No. And as we wrap up this conversation, Ben pulled the old Tom Hanks on the paparazzi outside his house the other night and got right in his face and told him to leave him alone. And not so many, those words were not, my words were much nicer.
Not quite as the proportions as Alec Baldwin, maybe?
Not maybe to that degree. Yeah. But yeah, he basically made it known that you need to get out of my face. You need to not be in front of my house. I'm with my kids. Leave us alone, kind of thing. I mean, he got right in the face of the paparazzi doing the old Tom Hanks. And I don't blame him. I mean, leave him alone. Mm-hmm. When you're outside their house, granted, if you're on a public street, and I know this stuff has been taken to court over and over the years, but if you're on the street and you're in front of their house, I get it's public property, but you're still stalking these people. You're still essentially stalking these people to a low degree. And it's kind of weird, sick, and demented.
It's kind of disgusting.
So they can have their photos on the latest edition of the show, and you know, all over their website. We got to take a look at the forecast right now. It's going to actually be a really lovely day. Went outside and walked Aspen this morning because, you know, 80 degrees and sun is still a little warm for her. Apparently, we had a new mosquito nest hatch or something, because they were vicious this morning. Absolutely crazy vicious. I was so glad that I sprayed her down and myself. I've gotten to the point where I have a layer of DEET with a layer of peppermint over the top of it, and it's still not enough. You know my perfume for the rest of the summer, people. It's Eau de Peppermint, because it's everything to keep the mosquitoes away. It's
maybe
ridiculous.
You should use the coffee with the spring onions in it. Maybe that'll
help. Keep everybody away. Yeah. I mean, I might as well be a vampire at that point, and nobody's going to be near me. Nobody wants to smell the spring onions on my breath. 56 tonight, then partly cloudy, 75 tomorrow. We could see some rain and some thunderstorms Friday into Friday night. Right now, it's 68. It's time for our community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
We'll look at some of the upcoming area events. Here's your Max FM community calendar. All summer long, every Wednesday and Saturday at the downtown Baraboo Farmers Market, local growers, producers, and farmers will be on Oak Street selling their wares from 8 a.m. until 12:30. As always, be sure to give a like to Baraboo Farmers Market on Facebook, and you'll see who's going to be at the farmers market the night before each day. And it's the 2024 Grandstand Bash. Join the Craft and Music Festival to raise money to save the grandstand and help refurbish the grandstands at Columbia County Fairgrounds. $5 will get you entrance into all of the activities, which includes great live music, food vendors, a beer tent. We'll also have a craft and vendor show Saturday from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. and Sunday 9 a.m. until 4. Bouncy houses for the kids, face painting, pedal racing, raffle for gift baskets, 50-50 raffle, and so much more. There'll be a great music festival going on in conjunction with this event both Saturday and Sunday. Visit Save the Grandstand on Facebook for all the details. And the Reedsburg Area United Fund will be hosting a Brat Bash in Dash. This is going to be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Friday the 28th. $4 for a brat. You can get 6 for $20. Plus, we'll have sodas and potato chips available for $1 each. And again, this event will be supporting the Reedsburg Area United Fund. This will be from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. That's on Friday the 28th. The Brat Bash and Dash. It's going to be at Quillen's Quality Foods there in Reedsburg.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMC. Health.com.
Blast off! As Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Max FM. You got a smile so bright. You know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight. You know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off my feet. You know you could have been a broom. Baby, it sounds so sweet. You know you could have been some perfume. Well, you could have been anything you wanted to. I can tell you the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are. You know you could have been a flower. You could have looked for a minute. You know you could have been an hour. Make my life so rich. You know you could have been some money. And baby you're so sweet. You know you could have been some money. Well you could have been.
mountain. I can take the way you do the things you do. All right, the way you do the things you do. As pretty as you are, you know you could have been a flower. Your good looks were mending. You know you could have been an hour. The way you stole my love. You could have been a cool. And baby, you're so smart. You know you could have been a school boo. Well, you could have been anything. Ain't it funny too? I can take the way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do. The way you do the things you do. Alright, the way you do the things you do.
UB40, the way you do the things you do. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:38 right now. And I know we still have a whole lot of fun stuff coming up in the next few weeks. You know, 4th of July and all of that good stuff. But I want you to start planning ahead a little bit for July 8th through the 14th, because that means it's Sauk County Fair time, celebrating 170 years this year at the Sauk County Fair. It's going to be held July 8th through the 14th. Of course, they're going to have that free walk-in gate. And you know the Sauk County Fair. There's going to be a whole lot of 4-H exhibits, some really awesome animals, some tractor pulls, ATV racing, music, carnival rides, and of course, we cannot forget to mention the food. So make your plans to be over at the Sauk County Fair. Come see us once again this year. We're going to be broadcasting live over there, you know, maybe giving some stuff away as well. And we would love to see you at the Sauk County Fair again, July 8th through the 14th. SaukCountyFair.com. If you want more information, you want to see a list of events that are going to be happening each day through the fair, find out when things open up and all of that good stuff. SaukCountyFair.com. A detailed look at your forecast on the way. It looks like it's going to be beautiful today. Lots of sun with a high near 80. You know, maybe 75 tomorrow, and our next chance of rain Friday into Friday night. Sean Cable's actually going to tell us more in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports here on 99.7 Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gettin' Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. It features a home on 2 acres located near Montello. More details on this property can be found on our website at gavinbros.com. Tomorrow is our June Farm Consignment online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. It's a very large auction featuring tractors, farm machinery, construction equipment, skid steers, ATVs and UTVs, trailers, vehicles, and much more. There is a preview today at our auction facility from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. This online-only auction ends tomorrow at 9 a.m. Also tomorrow, we have a real estate auction open house for 97.6 acres of vacant land, some excellent hunting property located just north of Reedsburg near the Reedsburg Outdoor Club. The open house runs from 4 to 6 p.m. You can find more details on our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers get another win last night over the defending champion Texas Rangers, 3-1 in the final there. Texas got a nearly 1-0 lead, but then one run in the third for the Brewers, a solo home run in the fifth from Joey Ortiz. They'd add another in the seventh, and that was plenty to get the win. Thanks to a fantastic pitching performance for the team. It was a bullpen start with Hobie Milner getting the go, and then Bryce Wilson came in and went 6 innings. Gave up just 3 hits and struck out 4 batters in his time. He improves to 47 and 33 23 for the year. They'll finish up this three-game series against the Rangers at home today. 110 is going to be the first pitch. 110 is going to be the first pitch for that one at AmFam Field. Round one of the NBA draft tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks have one pick in the first round, number 23. They acquired that one from New Orleans. The team will also have a pick in the second round. That is number 33. It'll be the third pick of that second round. NBA draft coverage starts tonight on ABC and ESPN. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Lots of sunshine out there today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 75, with more rain and thunderstorms Friday and Friday night. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
99.7 Max FM.
Birthdays next. If you're celebrating, text us this morning. 355-9970. Billy Idol now.
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:46 right now. And Finn, the other night, Dexter and I were driving home from Taekwondo, and Moni came on the radio. Corey was doing some live storm coverage at the time because we had those few severe thunderstorms that were rolling through the middle of Sauk County. And he comes out of Moni and says, "This is Corey. And Dexter looks at me and he goes, "Oh my God." He goes, "Dad jokes for days." And I said, "Oh, your dad's been using that one for forever." He goes, "Because that makes it better." And I was like, "Well, you know, it's your dad. I don't know what to tell you, kiddo."
Isn't that kind of rough to have a career in radio, but then have children that listen to you when you're on the radio sometimes? It's like a constant critique.
Yes,
it really
it is. It's not fun. It's not as fun and glorious and glamorous as you can imagine, folks. It is not fun. At all.
It's like having a consultant live in your house is basically what it is.
A tiny one that I feed and I clothe and I, you know, do laundry.
This is how grateful you are for I do for you. Yeah.
Exactly. So we were talking earlier about Jennifer Lopez. We didn't know how old she was off the top of our head. Thank you, Chris, for the text this morning. J-Lo is actually 54 right now, and she will be celebrating her 55th birthday on July 24th. So she's been around. Yeah. She's been around for a little bit. Woman ages backwards, though. I just don't understand it, because she actually looks better now than she did when she was in Living Color and one of their dancers. I mean, it's crazy. She looks
amazing. Doesn't
that boggle
the mind? Yeah, it's like they have a fountain of youth or something.
I know. I don't know if it's Pilates. I don't know if it's just, you know, having the billions of dollars that J-Lo has. I don't know what it is, but the woman has a secret, and I wish she'd share it. Maybe she can share her makeup tips now that her singing and acting career are not great. I mean, maybe she's got some sort of elixir that she uses that's basically like a fountain of youth that, you know, the rest of us could benefit from.
Oh, boy, does that mean we're going to see J-Lo on QVC?
An infomercial.
Is that what's gonna, yeah, wow. Wow. It doesn't look like she's had any work done at all.
No, she looks amazing. I mean, the woman really, really, truly does look amazing. And it is a little sad that things aren't going as well for her in her career as they once were. Because I think maybe she's not a top talent out there as far as singing, but she can definitely dance. That's how she got her start in the music industry, was as a dancer. And she still can dance when you watch her on stage and when you watch her at live performances. The woman can still do her thing. So it's a little sad that things aren't going so great.
Maybe she's just suffering a little downtime. Maybe that's what it is. Tour didn't do well, that fizzled, and then the sales on the album.
Then it's hard when Ben always looks upset with the world. I mean, I get it. It's hard.
Well, he played Batman for one instant in time. So, I mean, Batman's always brooding. So that's,
this is true.
You know,
so he took on that role and he took it seriously, and he just never got out of his method acting days, I guess. So I've been watching this video this morning before we jump into birthdays. I'm completely enamored with it right now because there's this 20-year-old kid in Northern Ireland, and he set a Guinness World Record for assembling a Mr. Potato Head toy in 5.5 seconds. It actually beat the previous record by 0.2 seconds. So I've been watching it because I'm like, how does he do that without fumbling around? Because he doesn't have anything set, right? It's just the potato, and he does have the pieces laying out nicely, and he's able to do everything with two hands. So while he's putting like the eyes on, he's also putting the mouth on, kind of thing, right? And then he puts both hands on at the same time. Mr. Potato Head would not look like Mr. Potato Head. His eyes would be where his hand should go. He'd have a hand sticking out of his head, top of his head, where his hat should go. I mean, it would not look like that. So now this guy goes in the record, Guinness World Record books. And if you want some sheer entertainment on a Wednesday because you don't feel like answering emails, your spring onion coffee isn't doing it for you anymore this morning, and you need some sheer online entertainment, just do a search for Potato Head Guinness World Record, and you'll see the video. And it happens so fast, right? I mean, it's 5 seconds in time, but the celebration of this guy who just broke a world record afterwards is worth like watching for a few minutes, because
I'm gonna have to check this out. I haven't seen this. I mean, Mr. Potato Head isn't exactly Rubik's Cube,
right?
But still that's pretty impressive.
Little pegs though that you gotta fit in the holes. My Mr. Potato Head, not only would he have everything in the wrong place, but but then things would be like half hanging out and stuff because I wouldn't get the little pegs lined up and it would just be an ugly mess.
And that doesn't do justice to Mr. Potato Head.
I love Mr. Potato Head. I loved him as a kid. I had a whole Potato Head family when I was a kid and I loved my Potato Heads. So I do love him. And then, you know, he was iconic in Toy Story. Let's be honest. One through 192, whatever, however many Toy Stories there were.
But Mr. Potato Head has to be in that Toy Museum Hall of Fame.
I believe he is in the Hall of Fame. I'd have to look that one up. I'll look that one up for sure. But I believe he has made it to the Toy Hall of Fame. Because every year they vote on, what, five toys out of
something like that,
20 or something. And they all, but I mean, he's kind of iconic. What I love, though, is at one point in time, this is what would entertain us as kids. I mean, just sticking, you know, arms into a potato and then doing things like putting the arm where the hat should go. This was entertainment for hours as a kid, right? And now our kids would be like, seriously, you want me to do what? Because this is
fun. I mean,
we had
pet rocks, for crying out loud.
I know.
They were simpler times.
Things entertained us that our kids now would be like, when I get all these together, does he dance? Like, can I hook him up to an app for him to do something? Now
is
that
he a video game? Yeah.
There's a new toy. Hooking a Mr. Potato Head up to an app so once he's all put together, he actually does stuff. See, I
like
to start copywriting stuff in the morning. I say these things out loud.
You're coming up with these great ideas. You got to patent these things.
I do. I have to do something. I mean, you know, everybody wants to try to live like J-Lo at some point, so I might as well have my hand at it as well. Now, we do have to run down our birthday list here this morning, and we have a really awesome list of birthdays this
morning. Some really cool ladies on
the list
today. I
know. This is an incredible list. Before we jump in, though, if you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970. So starting right here at the top with Ariana Grande. She is celebrating her 31st birthday. Ariana Grande, she's already been married a couple times in life. You know, she started out as a Nickelodeon star, which I don't hold any of that against her. But here's my thing with Ariana Grande. I'm sure her music is probably fabulous. I have a really hard time with it. Why can she not enunciate words? Why can she not enunciate anything? And she actually makes fun of herself on talk shows about this. She's been on Kimmel and she's been on Fallon where they tease her about it and she actually laughs about it. So do something about it. I'd probably enjoy your music a whole lot more if I actually knew what you were saying and didn't have to go to lyricsgenius.com to figure it out, because it's like that whisper non-enunciation thing that she does. And it really drives me absolutely
bonkers.
Doesn't
work for you? Yeah.
I mean,
I'm curious. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, her songs have like really good melodies and stuff where I'm like, okay, you could get down to this, right? Like, this is good. But then I'm like, I can't. I have no idea what she's saying. No idea what she's saying in anything. It just drives me.
But how is that any different from somebody like Mick Jagger or, you know what I mean? I mean, those singers that you can't understand exactly what they're saying,
right?
In the lyrics.
Yeah, I don't know. It's every word, though, with her and every song, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, Jagger, you know, you had a Satisfaction. You could get most of the lyrics out of Satisfaction to understand the gist of it. With Ariana, I'm like, that could go a whole lot of different ways, and we could be talking about ice cream right now. Like, I have no idea what she's talking about most of the time.
I'm curious to see, even though it won't be a big surprise, because she is in the upcoming film version of Wicked, okay?
Yes, yes.
Now, for Wicked, there are so many people that are just so into that, you know, the play. And so now they're doing a film version of it.
And she can sing. She's got
probably,
great.
You know, it's going to be a huge, massive hit. It's
right.
Like it's a built-in audience already for that.
Right.
Thing.
Right.
So, yeah. But, you know, I wonder how it's going to be, because isn't this going to be her first time acting, in air quotes?
Nickelodeon doesn't really count, does it? But you know, as far as a major motion picture, yes, it will be. But you know, and that's the thing too, if you heard her early on in her career on Nickelodeon, you know, because she was in Victorious, where it was a school for really talented students in acting, singing. She's got some pipes. Like, the girl has some pipes. She can actually sing. But then all of a sudden she got into the pop world and they were like, like, how about we go breathy? No, how about we not? No. Ellie Goulding's got that market cornered. How about we actually, you know, be able to understand everything she's saying? That would be neat. Now, speaking of Ariana Grande being on Nickelodeon, her former co-star, Jeanette McCurdy, is also celebrating a birthday today. She played Sam on iCarly. She was also on Sam and Cat with Ariana Grande. She quit acting, though, and decided not to come back for the revival series of iCarly. She's celebrating her 32nd birthday. She had a time or two of it in life with her own mom and then things that were happening over at Nickelodeon. And she has not been one of the quiet ones about what happened over at Nickelodeon. Yeah. So she's even written books and all of that good stuff. Aubrey Plaza is celebrating. She was April on Parks and Recreation. She'll also be in the WandaVision spinoff. Oh, good. Agatha, Coven of Chaos. She is celebrating her 40th birthday today. We have Jason Schwartzman, who is celebrating a birthday. He was Max Fisher in Rushmore. He's Talia Shire's son, Francis Coppola, Ford Coppola's nephew, and Nicolas Cage's cousin. So if that doesn't get you a gig or two, I don't know what will.
He's got talent, though. He's a talented guy.
Yeah. He is. He's celebrating his 44th birthday. Michael Vick is also celebrating a birthday today. Of course, the former quarterback who we know did a stint in prison for torturing dogs. Maybe that's 308 years in dog years if you do the math.
Yeah,
he's 44 today as well. Derek Jeter, who is the retired New York Yankee shortstop in high school. He was the president of the Latin Club. And true fact, he never, ever cusses. He has never said a swear word in his life. He is celebrating his 50th birthday. He is a far better human being than I am, let's be honest. Chris O'Donnell, who played G. Callen on NCIS Los Angeles. He was also Robin, the Boy Wonder, in two of the 90s Batman movies. He was also in The Three Musketeers and played Charlie Sims in Scent of a Woman. He is celebrating his 54th birthday today. Also 54 is Nick Offerman, who played Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec. He is also the DEA agent in We're the Millers, and in real life, he happens to be Megan Mullally's husband. Now, speaking of Megan Mullally, she happened to be on a little show at one point in time called Will and Grace. Her co-star of that show, Sean Hayes, who played Jack, is celebrating his 54th birthday today as well. And if you need more acting credit for Sean Hayes, I guess he was Larry in the Three Stooges. I don't know why we bring that up because that shouldn't be on anybody's resume. I was just recently watching a show where he made an appearance, and for the life of me, I cannot remember what I was watching where he played like a boss in a company. Oh, it was some sort of movie. And I don't know what the name of it was. That tells you how good it was. It starred Dakota Johnson, though, and it was some sort of indie film, but it wasn't one of her best, I didn't think, as I was watching it, but he was in that one as the boss. Irv Gotti, does anybody remember Murder, Inc.? Well, he's celebrating his 54th birthday today as well. We have Colin Greenwood, who is the bassist for Radiohead. He is 55 years old today. This is where we get into the really good part of the list. Harriet Wheeler, who is the singer in the Sundays. Yeah, they have some really great stuff out there. Yeah. She is 61 years old today. Terry Nunn, who is the lead singer for Berlin. Metro, No More Words. And then, of course, the love theme from the original Top Gun, Take My Breath Away. She is celebrating her 63rd birthday today. Mark McKinney is also celebrating today, Finn. He's an SNL alumni who also played Father Williams in Night at the Roxbury and Father Tylenol Ritley in Superstar. He is 65 years old today.